Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy. Critical to the road ahead if there's to be a war economy or not. The American economy is waiting on the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is waiting on data. Well, data arrives routinely. This inflation report, says the Wall Street Journal, won't let the Fed declare victory. Subhead, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, highlights the risk that inflation is settling out at 3%, above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. To help me interpret these strange sentences, it doesn't sound positive. I welcome Véronique de Rougier of the Mercatus Center, my guide on the Federal Reserve's intentions to get to 2%, and also the Congress's intentions not to help the Fed and to continue to spend money because, Véronique, a very good evening to you. Your opinion of the inflation report today, I observed only the way the markets reacted, which was a little this, a little that, not very happy. The PPI yesterday, the producer price index, also made the market unhappy. Is there enough unhappiness there for the Fed to show its hand, or are they still going to wait for more data? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So I think they're unhappy because they're thinking that contrary to the party they threw last month about inflation being conquered and hence interest rate not needing to go back up again, this threw a little water on that celebration. And I think there is, because of these numbers, there's probably a sense that inflation may not have been conquered after all. I mean, I'm not surprised. I don't think inflation is conquered at all. And I think we're going, in the best case scenario, I think we're going to stay stuck between 3 and 4% for quite a while. And in the worst case scenario, depending on what's happening in the economy and what the Fed does and what Congress does, I think it's going to be, it's possible inflation will go back up.
Deficits. The deficit continues to rise no matter what anybody says in Congress. Right now, Congress is broken. It doesn't have a speaker. And the reason it doesn't have a speaker, well, there's too many reasons, but one of them is the speaker arranged a continuing resolution to get a budget that will spend more money. Now, my understanding is, in your most recent column, there is a large group, sometimes called a cult, that says deficits don't matter. Does that still dominate the Congress? Deficits don't matter. We can spend as much money as we want to.
So I don't think anyone thinks that the deficit doesn't matter anymore. But I mean, there may be some who do. But I think it's replaced by a group, by people thinking, well, deficit is going up, but we really don't want to do anything about it. They don't want to do anything about it. And it's just, it's really problematic because the truth of the matter is that without fiscal consolidation, the Fed is not going to be able to finish the job. And if you pile on more spending without saying how you're going to pay for it, and including, you know, piling on a lot of interest payments, which are really going up quite dramatically, that's adding to the debt. And that could, too, put enormous inflationary pressure out there. So I'm baffled. Like, interest rates are so high now. They're much higher than they've been in quite a while. And short-term interest rates are very high. that I don't understand that people are not more concerned, and it doesn't actually kind of shake Congress to actually really do something about the spending.
There are rationalizations, and we'll go to one of them, which is that we had low interest rates for a long time, so deficits didn't matter because we could go our way out of it. Now we've got higher interest rates, and the word transitory is used for higher interest rates. Does that answer that this is a blip having to do with the pandemic, and we'll be back down to 3% or 2% soon?
Well, I think Wall Street and a lot of people who have short-term memory only remember the last 10 years or 15 years when interest rates were stubbornly low. And everyone thinks, well, when inflation is down and taken care of, interest rates are going to fall back down quickly, and we're going to go back to where we were. And I think there are a lot of people who actually believe these interest rates are high right now, but it's only a temporary matter. Again, I just don't think so. I don't think so, because our debt is enormous. Our deficits are growing. Treasury and the Fed are at the same time trying to put a lot of treasuries out there for sale for a variety of reasons. It's not clear that the demand is as robust for these treasuries as they used to be. And if only because they are floating so many of these out there that it's unclear. So I think we should all be prepared for those rates to not go away for quite a while.
Let's talk about what a quite a while is. I need a timeline here. Are we talking about maintaining these? Well, housing is over 7%. Are we talking about maintaining that through 24 into 25 through the election year? Because you know the superstition is they won't change the rates during an election. They won't raise rates. So do we stay here until 25?
Well, they may not have the choice. The problem is, like, it's not just all in the hands of the Fed. If inflation goes back up, or if it stays like really stuck where it is, and people start worrying that all of that debt is going to be repaid with money that is even more, you know, inflated, that more where the value has gone down. I mean, they will demand, independently of what the Fed does, to raise rates. And if indeed the appetite for treasuries is softening, the only way to actually get people to buy your treasury is to raise interest rates. So I think kind of it's naive to think that this is only in the hands of the Feds. It's not.
The Congress is not going to help, Veronique, not this week. It's still in turmoil. Does the Congress want to help? We've got 30 seconds.
Well, I wished it wanted to help. And I wished both sides realized that this now is the time to act. And fiscal consolidation is the only way out to not get more and larger increase in interest rates.
Fiscal consolidation, that is economist talk for we've got to cut the entitlements, correct? That's what we need to do.
That's one way of doing it. Yeah.
Our Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the untouchable. Somebody's got to touch them.
Yep.
Not going to happen this week. Not this week. We don't have a Congress.
No, not this week.
Veronique Devergy, it's a simple plan. Cut entitlements. However, perhaps the human being hasn't been born who will do it. Veronique Devergy of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bosch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.